is a commercial-free, streaming on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
The story of Yusuf Cat Stevens is remarkable. Born and raised from a mixed European background in London's West End, he first became a huge pop heartthrob in the UK during the 60s, and then an international superstar, one of the most influential songwriter artists of the 70s.
I had a whole lot of influences from varied sources. I mean, for instance, my father was Greek Orthodox, my mother was Swedish Baptist, and I went to the Roman Catholic school down the road in Drury Lane. But I always had my eyes on something beyond, you know, what was perceived as being the kind of life which I was inheriting. I was able, and I'm still able, to look through the transparencies of divides within life and see a path. I think I was 15 when the big impact of, like, the Beatles happened. And of course, it was then every young guy's dream, you know, is just get a guitar and join the band, you know. Again, I was lucky enough to be on the kind of edge of Tin Pan Alley. It was like 100 yards away. And then, of course, you've got all these guitar shops at Selma and places like that. It became my very first ambition, you know, is to get a guitar. And my father finally agreed and succumbed to, give me like £8 to buy my first Italian guitar. But I said Italian, meaning it was pretty cheap in those days. I found it was easier to write my own material rather than sing other people's songs, but I may get it wrong. And also, I just had a lot of ideas, I think, because of the background, the musical textures that I was surrounded by in this area, you know, be it Spanish music or, you know, South African or rock, R&B, bluebeat, you know. I mean, everything was here. And then the Beatles came to crown it all. Dylan came along, of course, and then made it all very possible to think poetically in a new way. And love songs were not necessarily the only lyrics you had to write.
Yusuf Cat Stevens has sold over 60 million albums worldwide. But in 1978, it was a spiritual turning point. He walked away from the music business and devoted his life to his family, faith, education, and supporting a wide range of humanitarian activities.
I was always involved in charity in some way. You know, when I made my fortune, if you like, as a singer, I also felt guilty, you know, there's a lot of money. So I started to try and give some of my money to charity, and so I was one of the first ambassadors for UNICEF. Of course, in Islam, zakat is one of the pillars of Islam. And when I became Muslim, then I started to look for a place where I could pay my zakat. And I helped to establish an international aid organization. And then later I established a smaller one, more for the family, so that we could contribute to orphans and widows, particularly in the Balkans, I mean, at that time. And these days I support charities that do work, obviously, with refugees and help children get some education.
Yusuf's pioneering work in children's education resulted in securing a landmark decision by the British government. After years of ceaseless campaigning, support for Muslim faith schools throughout Great Britain was recognized, and they were awarded grant-maintained status, an historic first. Being one of the world's most famous converts to Islam, Yusuf utilized his privileged position to raise funds for humanitarian and relief work. The tragic events of 9/11 motivated Yusuf to once again speak out in the media against the atrocities, against fanaticism and war, and he called for peace and understanding. He began to perform some of his old repertoire again, beginning with Peace Train. In 2003, Yusuf received the World Social Award in Germany from an international World Awards jury for, quote, dedicating his life to aiding the needy and the ill, unquote. And in 2004, he was presented with the Man of Peace Award by Mikhail Gorbachev on behalf of a committee of Nobel Peace laureates for having worked to, quote, alleviate the suffering of thousands of children and their parents, and dedicating himself to promoting peace, reconciling people, and the condemnation of terrorism, unquote. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. On December 4th, 2020, Yusuf Cat Stevens, via A&M UME, released the 50th anniversary editions of his enormously successful Tea for the Tillerman album. The Super Deluxe box set features five CDs, including a 2020 remaster of the original album, the T for the Tillerman 2 collection, which features all new takes by Yusuf of the songs on the original masterpiece, a CD of demos, outtakes, and alternate versions and previously unreleased songs, and a disc of 25 live performances, 15 of which have never been released. Over the next hour, we'll share as much of the music from this sumptuous collection as we can, and Yusuf will tell you of his journey through life, how he almost lost it, how he walked away from the music, and why he came back into it. Welcome to Yusuf Cat Stevens' T for the Tillerman at 50, All Access.
Well, I think it's fine building jumbo planes, taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, changing day to day. Tell me, where do the children play? Well, you roll on roads over fresh green grass, for your lorry loads pumping petrol gas. And you make them long, and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day. But tell me, where do the children play? Sky, scrapers fill the air, but will you keep on building higher till there's no more room up there? Will you make us laugh? Will you make us cry? Will you tell us when to live? Will you tell us when to die? We're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
A mix of the original and the T for the Tillerman 2 versions of Where Do the Children Play? A song inspired by the fact that he played on rooftops in London, and then later on, when he opened schools, he always insisted they have big playgrounds for the kids. Find both versions of that song and a live one as well on the new Super Deluxe box set of T for the Tillerman. The reason Yusuf became so keenly interested in education started very close to home.
I suppose being brought up in the midst of the West End, you know, with theaterland and coffee bars and the British Museum and, you know, cinemas all around you, that creates, I suppose, a certain ambience, which was the backdrop to my upbringing. I went to school, interestingly, in Drury Lane. There I sort of was given my first taste of learning. And, of course, it was a Roman Catholic school. That was the first anomaly
to my life. And you say, because I was a Greek Orthodox, so I couldn't take part in everything that they were doing. But they were teaching me about morality and about heaven and hell. They taught me about Jesus, just general morality, to try and be good. But when I looked around me and the world around me and in that area, you know, there's very little that, you know, resembles that which is good. And so I had to deal with these kind of paradoxes of life. I was a child, and like many children, I had great hope and a lot of imagination. Eventually, I think that imagination worked its way into my art, you know, and into my expression and how I saw the world and how I recorded it in my works, which brought me to deal and to work with children themselves.
I love children and I love to be with them.
After marrying and having children, Yusuf's life really changed, and he began to realize how many of the world's problems began with the wrong kind of education and lack of help for people globally who are forced to live in poverty. And in the late 90s, along with his wife Fawzia, they founded Small Kindness, a charity in the UK particularly dedicated to help widows and orphans in war-torn countries.
I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, one who'll take me for myself. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I won't need nobody else. No, no, no. I'm looking for a hard-headed woman, headed woman. One who'll make me do my best. And if I find my hard-headed woman, I know the rest of my life will be blessed. Yes, yes, yes. I know a lot of fancy dancers, people who can glide you on the floor. Oh, oh. They move so smooth but have no answers. Oh, 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 oh. When you ask them, what you come here for? Why? Hard-headed woman,
Hard-Headed Woman, newly remastered by Yusuf Cat-Stevens and the original producer of Tea for the Tillerman, Paul Samuel Smith at Abbey Road Studios. Paul was recommended to Yusuf back in 1970 through the head of his new record label. Before he found his hard-headed woman, looking back, Yusuf recalls the profound moment of change which happened when he met Paul.
I met Paul Samuel Smith through Chris Blackwell. And he introduced me to a great new bunch of musicians who I would say that their hearts, you know, were very similar, in a similar place to mine. And they were acoustic as well. So Alan Davis particularly, you know, is one of them who really helped me to shine in those very sparse and minimalistic songs. He became a perfect accompanist. Another brilliant thing was the freedom that I had to kind of even help design my own album covers, you know. So Chris Blackwell knew I was an artist, so he said, you know, well, why don't you do it? I said, well, great, you know. So I started painting and getting some ideas and visuals. The second album, I became more intricate with my imagery and created this scene out of a song called Tea for the Tillerman. Still intriguing, you know, the sort of little stories that go on the album cover. The little kids, you know, and the guy who's got up to the top of the tree and the little boy who didn't quite make it. And the Tiller Man was represented to me someone who was a hard worker, the kind of salt of the earth, the kind of person we all need. My fans got deeply into my sort of little world, you know, the world that I created in those album covers. And I was in that world too.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you wanna start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child, girl. You know I've seen a lot of what the world can do, and it's breaking my heart in two, because I never want to see you sad, girl. Don't be a bad girl, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad, and beware. Beware. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child, girl. Baby, I love you, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you make a lot of nice friends out there, but just remember there's a lot of bad, and beware. Well, oh baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh baby, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child, girl. Oh baby, baby, it's a wild world, and it's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh baby, baby, it's a wild world, and I'll always remember you like a child, girl.
One of nine versions of Wild World that you can find on the super deluxe release of Tea for the Tillerman. When Yusuf Cat Stevens walked away from the music business in 1978, many people were confused.
I think the biggest difficulty I had was the public perception, particularly the press. They may have felt a bit bitter because obviously they hadn't gone through the transformation I'd gone through. I'd broken down all the barriers in my mind. I had nothing of any prejudice left in me, but of course people still carry their prejudices with them, especially when, you know, you're talking about Islam or Muslims. It became very difficult for them to see the good side of what I'd done. And then I started getting a reaction, which I suppose made me a little bit bitter. because I said, well, hang on, you know, I mean, it's a free world, isn't it? You know, I could be a Muslim, can't I? But, you know, it didn't seem as if many people wanted me to be a Muslim. So there was a kind of a polarization taking place. And that wasn't very easy. I didn't want to do any interviews, and that made it even worse because everybody just wrote what they wanted to write. People started saying, well, he's gone, he's become a monk, he's gone to live in Iran, and he's going around with a begging bowl. You know, God almighty. As far as I was concerned, I needed a break, and I took the opportunity. And I wrote to the record company, I said, look, you know, do you mind if I don't make any more records? Maybe for a while, you know, I didn't know how long it might be, but I didn't envisage making another record at that time, but they said, fine. A lot of people, I suppose, were very upset. The fact that there would be no more Cat Stevens records or tours for that matter. But I was seriously making a statement that, you know, whatever I believed in, whatever I wrote about, I was sincere about it. And if I wasn't sincere, maybe I could have gone on and just kept on making records, you know. But here was a time to kind of live by my ideals. And I think that some people recognize that. But a lot of people were just sad that the music had stopped.
She hangs her head and cries in my shirt. She must be hurt very badly. Tell me what's making you sadly. Open your door, don't hide in the dark. You're lost in the dark, you can trust me. 'Cause you know that's how it must be. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa. Her eyes like windows trickle in rain upon her pain getting deeper. Though my love wants to relieve her, she walks alone from wall to wall. Lost in a hall, she can't hear me. Though I know she likes to be near me. Oh, Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa. In a corner by the door, there must be more I can tell her if she really wants me to help her. I'll do what I can to show her the way, and maybe one day I will free her. Though I know no one can see her. Lisa, Lisa, sad Lisa, Lisa.
From the 50th anniversary edition of Yusuf Cat Stevens' Tea for the Tillerman, the beautiful, sad Lisa.
Shocking to imagine someone just 18, you know, into the business, suddenly 1 year later, at 19, he's got tuberculosis and almost dying.
That's next, when Yusuf Cat Stevens' Tea for the Tillerman at 50 All Access circles around again in a few minutes.
Now. Now playing even more of the songs you love from 92.9 WBPM.
We're in the midst of celebrating the 50th anniversary of Yusuf Cat Stevens' masterwork, Tea for the Tillerman, on All Access. We mentioned earlier in the show that Yusuf evolved from teenage heartthrob to a more introspective and sensitive songwriter and performer. Here, he explains the traumatic event that led to this evolution.
I was very much a puppet of the business. In those days, you used to listen to the manager, and whatever he told you, you did it, you know? And so, therefore, I wasn't really happy. I needed to change. I wanted to change, but, you know, there was this kind of image. I was just kind of stuck with it now. Even my records and my songs, I couldn't even play my own guitar because you went into the session and there was already a professional guitarist to play your music for you. Then began the whole kind of treadmill of gigging. And in those days, you know, the agents really worked you, you know, like three working men's clubs a night. That really kind of drained my health and drained me physically and mentally. And I'd be drinking a lot and, you know, and doing everything that, you know, you shouldn't do, I suppose. But I became a victim of my own success. Became ill, very sick, and contracted tuberculosis. Shocking to imagine, you know, someone just 18, you know, into the business, suddenly 1 year later, at 19, he's got tuberculosis and almost dying. I forgot about my physical entity, you know. I just got crazy with success, I suppose, and wanting more. And there I was, suddenly, whisked out of, you know, the limelight into this kind of hospital in the middle of Midhurst, Surrey, and surrounded by trees. And great to have trees, you know, but hey, there are a lot of dead people being carted out of here, you know. The hospital was a very important place for me in defining my spiritual goals. I'd been given a book called The Secret Path. It's a Buddhist convert to Buddhism, Paul Brunton. And I began to realize that, hey, you know, here's something that's talking about the life beyond this one. And I'd just been so sick, I could have, you know, popped it. That set me on my path. And it also began the new development, involvement of my musical style, because now I was decidedly going to follow my own heart.
Miles from nowhere, guess I'll take my time. Oh, yeah. To reach there, look up at the mountain I have to climb. Oh yeah. To reach there, Lord, my body been a good friend, but I won't need it when I reach the end. Miles from nowhere, I guess I take my time. Oh yeah, to reach there. I creep through the valley and I grope through the woods, 'cause I know when I find it, my honey, it's gonna make me feel good. Yes, I love everything, so don't it make you feel sad, 'cause I'll bring to you, my baby, I'll bring to that, I'll bring to that. Miles from nowhere, not a soul inside. Oh yeah. But it's all right, I have my freedom, I can make my own rules. Oh yeah. The ones that I choose, Lord, my body has been a good friend, I won't need it when I reach the end.
sad, 'cause I'll drink to you, my baby. I'll think of that. Yes, I'll think of that. From nowhere, yes, I'll take my time. Oh, yeah, to reach there.
The pristine 2020 mix of Yusuf Cat Stevens' Miles from Nowhere, part of the 50th anniversary editions of Tea for the Tillerman.
I went to visit a friend's house on the beach in Malibu, California, and I went swimming. Of course, it was absolutely the wrong day to go swimming. And I went out for a while. I tried to catch something which I saw sort of at a distance. And God almighty, it was just a piece of seaweed or something. So anyway, I tried to come back. And as I tried to, you know, return to land, I suddenly realized this might be it. You know, death. So I shouted, God, if you save me, I'll work for you. I knew there was no one else in this universe that could have saved me at that moment, because my manager was helpless and all the people that ever, you know, respected and admired me were nowhere. It was only God who could hear me at that time. And then a little wave came from behind me just at that moment and pushed me forward. Suddenly I felt everything, all the help and strength that I needed came back to me, and I was swimming back to land. I was alive. Wow, it was like being born again. I said, God, thank you. But now what? You know, what was I supposed to do next?
I don't want to work away, doing just what they all say. Work hard, boy, you'll find one day you'll have a job like mine. 'Cause I know for sure nobody should be that poor. Say yes, sink low, because you happen to say so, say so, you say so. I don't want to work away, doing just what they all say. Work hard, boy, and you'll find one day you'll have a job like mine, job like mine, a job like mine. Be wise, look ahead, use your eyes, he said. Think right, but I might die tonight. But
I Might Die Tonight, from Yusuf Cat Stevens, off the new box set of Tea for the Tillerman, celebrating the album's 50th anniversary.
The thing that happened to me in the Pacific Ocean, just off the California coast, is described in the Quran. It says, when a wave came and the shadow of death overtook them, then they made their religion sincere to God. And that's exactly what I did. At that moment, when I was almost drowning in the sea, I prayed to God, my most sincere prayer, because there's no one to hide from at that moment. I was completely naked, if you like. My soul was naked, and I spoke to God, and I said, please save me. And that's when the wave came in my favor and pushed me forward.
This is called Longer Boats, and it's about spaceships. Longer boats are coming to win us, they're coming to win us, they're coming to win us. Longer boats are coming to win us, hold on to the shore, or they'll be taking the key from the door. Oh, I don't want no God on my lawn, just a flower I can help along. 'Cause the soul of nobody knows how a flower grows.
flower grows. Longer boats are coming to win us. They're coming to win us. They're coming to win us. Longer boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore, or they'll be taking the key from the door. Raise your mind up and look around. You may see then, yes, they're looking down on a lonely asteroid in a vacant void. Dying, but not destroyed.
Long the boats are coming to win us, they're coming to win us, they're coming to win us. Longer boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore.
They'll be taking the key from the door.
Beloved people, I come to you in the name of all things good and beautiful to remind you that now is the time to act upon what's best inside us all. Our destiny is one. Let our hearts beat as one.
Longer boats, they're coming to win us. Longer boats, they're coming to win us. Hold on to the shore. Raise your minds up and look around. You may see them everywhere you turn. Down below, up above, we got to fight
for peace and love. Give them help.
Give them help for peace and love.
That was a mix of the first performance of Longer Boats by Cat Stevens at the Troubadour in Los Angeles in 1970, mixed into the latest T for the Tillerman 2 version of Longer Boats, a song Yusuf said that he wrote as a plea for humanity in the face of external threats, and that we should look closer at the beautiful and mystical nature of the earth, and watch out for adopting inherited customs from the people who deplete the resources of our planet as if there was no tomorrow, which there may not be if these people are left to their own devices.
Sons become fathers, and fathers have to deal with sons. You know, it's an ongoing story and saga.
Find out what that's about when our final segment of Yusuf Cat Stevens' Tea for the Tillerman at 50 begins in just a few minutes.
The variety is the difference. 92.9 WBPM, playing just great songs.
Thanks for rejoining our celebration of the 50th anniversary of Yusuf Cat Stevens' Tea for the Tillerman album on All Access. I'm Dan Neer. Earlier this year, Yusuf re-recorded each song on his masterpiece album to bring a 50-year perspective to it by departing from the original arrangements.
I think On the Road to Find Out is a pretty good example of a departure. Particularly, it brought out of me my love of blues, you know, and especially African and desert blues, if you like. The lyrics just stand up anyway, you know, whatever way you sing them, they're going to stand up. I seem to be asking myself these questions about the meaning of life, but quite early on, about, you know, where I'm headed. Who was I? I was pretty unsettled, you know, because I really wanted to keep moving. I wasn't satisfied with where I was. And with songs like, you know, On the Road to Find Her, you can see my life has been more or less a play-out of those lyrics. At the very end, I talk about, you know, pick up a good book. And I was very, very careful to say a good book, not the good book, in case people say, oh, I know the Bible, yeah, he's one of us. You know, so, no, I said, no, I'm studying all these, you know, different spiritual paths. And who was to know at that point that, you know, I was going to pick up the Quran, for instance, which changed my whole view of life, if you like. Well, it clarified it. It re-centered me. And so, you know, that kind of song is like kind of slightly prophetic, you may say, in quotation marks, small p.
Well, I left my happy home to see what I could find out. I left my folk and friends with the aim to clear my mind out.
Well, I hit the rowdy road, and many kinds I met there. Many stories told me of the way to get there. Well, on and on I go, the seconds tick the time. So much left to know, and I'm on the road to find out. Well, in the end I'll know, on the way I wonder. Descending slow through the frost and thunder. I listen to the wind come howl, telling me I have to hurry. I listen to the robin song, saying not to worry. Left to know, and I'm on the road to find out. I found myself alone, hoping someone would miss me. Thinking about my home, the last woman to kiss me. Sometimes you have to moan, but nothing seems to suit you. But nevertheless, you know you're locked towards the future. So on and on I go, the seconds tick the time out. So much left to know, and I'm on the road to find out. Wasn't even trying. Ooh, ooh. Here I have to say, 'cause there is no use in lying. Ooh, ooh. Well, the answer lies within, so why not take a look now? Kick out the devil's sin. Pick up a good book now. Yes, the answer lies within. Why not take a look now? Kick out the devil's sin and pick up a good book now.
Taken off the T for the Tillerman 2 disc of the 50th anniversary box set of T for the Tillerman, On the Road to Find Out. Well, let's get on the road to finding out what was behind one of the most popular and universally resonant songs on the album, Father and Son.
I bumped into an interesting chap called Barry Croston. He was kind of working with actors and theatre. And I was interested in that kind of a manager because I was always wanting to write musicals, and my songs were always, you know, kind of tilting towards imagery and stories and themes, which I thought could be well placed in a musical.
And in fact, we started with a project called Revolution. I can't remember whose idea it was, but it was a story about Nicholas and Alexander. From that kind of project, I wrote many songs, and one of them happened to be Father and Son, which was a story really about a son who wanted to join the revolution, while his father was obviously content with, you know, staying at home and working on the farm.
So what are Yusuf's thoughts on the actual song?
What it had was melody, meaning, and also perspective from two sides and from two generations. I think that as a song it encompassed so much.
And why does he think this song has been so beloved for over 50 years?
Because, you know, sons become fathers and fathers have to deal with sons. You know, it's an ongoing story and saga.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? 'Cause when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. To make a change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
The ongoing story and saga of Father and Son, as told by Yusuf Cat Stevens.
The fact that I left the music business, you know, or to learn Islam and to get a life, when I picked up the guitar again, it was really after 9/11, because everything, I mean, actually it was Bosnia, you know, that was pretty earth-shaking for me to see what was going on in the world when there was this genocide. I realized, especially from Bosnia, that when the people have nothing, sometimes that's the moment when you need to sing. When you're down, when everything is against you, that's an inspirational moment to connect your feelings with others. And I think that was the beginning when I realized that I need to build bridges again. But coming back, I didn't have to become a rock and roller. That was never my music. But I knew that if I came back, a lot of people would start listening. And, you know, when you go to some of my concerts now, if you go to Germany, some of the play, you'll see a big, like, German with a big beard, and he's crying. You know, he's crying. That, to me, is very, very valuable.
Now, before we hear our last song, which will be the title piece of the album, here's Yusuf on how to understand what it was like for him back in 1970.
It was never really rock and roll. It was more to do with recording my feelings and my emotions and my questions and some of the answers, which I received somehow, mysteriously. It was to do with sharing this gift which I had. And so really, if you want to know more about what it was like, you have to listen to the songs. The songs will tell you everything, whether it's On the Road to Find Out, or I Listen to the Wind, or Morning is Broken, or Peace Train, or Where Do the Children Play, or First Cut is the Deepest. I mean, there are emotional songs too. So if you want to know how it felt, just listen to the music.
Bring tea for the tiller man, steak for the sun, wine for the woman who made the rain come. Seagulls sing your hearts away, 'cause while sinners sin, the children play. Oh Lord, how they play and play for that happy day.
The 50th anniversary editions of Yusuf Cat Stevens' Tea for the Tillerman are available now wherever you buy music. Go to catstevens.com. And if you want to join his efforts to fight hunger worldwide and build schools and playgrounds for kids, go to peacetrain.org. Yusuf Cat Stevens' Tea for the Tillerman at 50 All Access was produced in New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for A&M Records UME, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Jamie Hartley of UME. I'm Dan Near. Thanks for listening.